from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The pro-Palestinian student-led protests are spreading from U.S. schools to campuses in Canada and Europe. The movement started at New York City's Columbia University, where a state of emergency is in place.
The protests continue and the encampment stays at Columbia University. The pro-Palestinian student demonstrators defying a university-imposed 2 p.m. Monday deadline for them to clear out or face academic suspension. This protester:
we will not move until Columbia meets our demands or they are moved by force.
Talks with the university broke down over the weekend. University President Manu Shafiq saying the protesters' key demand of divestment from Israel is a non-starter. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
There were huge crowds in the heart of Tel Aviv today to protest the way Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is handling the hostage crisis in Gaza. Demonstrators calling on him to do more to bring the hostages home as negotiations with Hamas continue.
We know that there's a proposal, according to the White House, on the table, which Hamas is now considering. According to the White House, that would mean a six-week potential ceasefire. And we're hearing from a top British official today that that proposed deal, which is being negotiated, could mean thousands of Palestinian prisoners being released from Israeli prisons in return for hostages. What we don't know right now is how many hostages.
ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Tel Aviv. The cleanup is beginning in communities across the Plain States that were affected by last weekend's tornado outbreak. Sulphur City, Oklahoma may be one of the hardest hit, with widespread damage and several confirmed deaths.
We just want to thank everybody for everything they've done. It's very humbling, the outpour.
That's the town's city manager. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell plans to visit Oklahoma in the coming days. At the close, the Dow is up 147 points. You're listening to ABC News. Autopsy results show Suzanne Morphew, the Colorado mom who disappeared in May of 2020, died by homicide and had a cocktail of drugs in her body.
The coroner saying the compound of drugs is used to immobilize wildlife. Barry Morphew, her husband, was charged with her murder in 2021, but those charges were dropped before a trial and nobody has been arrested since in the case. The autopsy reports her skeletal remains and clothes were found in a shallow grave. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Iraq's parliament's passed a bill criminalizing same-sex relationships carrying a jail term between 10 and 15 years. It also targets doctors who perform gender reassignment surgery and people who, quote, promote homosexuality and prostitution. The death penalty was proposed as a punishment in an earlier version of the bill, but was amended after international opposition. One of the world's most famous paintings could have a new home, ABC's Inez de la Quatera explains.
It's considered one of the world's greatest masterpieces, and now Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa could get a room of its own in the Louvre Museum. According to the museum's president, the move would give visitors a better experience, especially as many visit for the famous painting alone. The Mona Lisa has also recently been targeted by protesters. The latest incident involved environmental activists throwing soup at the glass casing protecting the portrait. The painting was not damaged.
9 million people visited the Louvre in 2023. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.